25. What are you up to?
Well, I just left the place where I'm getting on, and I'm actually turning on 25 north right now, where White Horse Road Extension comes into it, and then I'm going to go down and hang left on 290 and head back that way.
I got you full quieting on the input frequency, so we must not be too far apart.
Comes into 25.
Coming up on it right now.
I'm in the left turn lane right now.
Oh, wave. I'm in the blue Mustang. I saw you.
Yep, I saw you wave as you went by, and I'm going to go back over to the Little Rebel and have some lunch.
I ain't even thought about lunch. I tell you, I used to turn off there to go to Taylor's and go out. I think it's called either Rutherford Road or Old Rutherford or something, and it cuts over to from 290 to Wade Hampton, and I like that drive-in a lot better, but I tell you, 290 has really just gotten in disrepair lately. It's just really got a lot of potholes and stuff.
I'm on it lately. They've come through and filled in all these potholes. I can see where they had a lot, but now they're all look to be filled in, and it's not bad. It's a little rough, but still, not any bouncing in and out of holes. And I know where you're talking about the old Rutherford Road intersection with 290 up here.
You know, to me, it's better than having to go all the way in and hit 291 and go down to Rutherford and turn left on the Rutherford there at the old Shrine, where the Shriners Hospital used to be.
I'll go on out and finish out going out 290, because I'll hit 290 there at 29, and then just cut across to the other side of 29 and go through downtown Duncan and back that way to get home, because that's a quicker way for me than anything else.
Good to me. Well, I've got my maps up here. My Google map says it's going to take me about 2 hours to get to Maggie. It shows a couple of red places on 26, which is really no surprise because they've got construction all through there. So I'm gonna be slowing down when I get up that way.
Bill, you're going to be coming to a stop along there. Because last time I was up through there and went up through that section, due to that construction, everything came to a screeching halt there. I sat in place for about 10 minutes before I was able to move again.
Hey, the last few times I've been up through there, through here, it hadn't been bad, the traffic. There was a lot of traffic. It was heavy, but we moved. In fact, we were running about 10 over the speed limit most of the time, because it was, you know, I think the speed limit was like 55, because it's a construction area, and we were running 60 and 65 miles an hour the whole time. But we never had to stop. Now, coming back last week, let's see, I think we were up there, yeah. And we were up there on Monday and last week, this past Monday, this week, anyway. And we had to stop several times coming back.
When you hit it and went how busy they are, but like I said, last time I was up through there, we got stopped when we were going westbound. Coming back eastbound, and we had to slow down, but going westbound, we ended up having to stop, and we sat there at one point for about 10 minutes while they were moving construction equipment around and back and forth and everything on the road and doing all the equipment there. So anyway, and I just passed the turnoff, just the four-way stop there where you turn left to go to Tigerville and you turn right to go down to Traveler's Rest. So I'm gonna stop at Little Rebel because it's on the way to where I'm headed, and there's no point in, I don't want to get down on Wade Hampton except for that short little distance between where 290 comes into it there. You make a left, go down one intersection, make a right, and be on 290 going through downtown Greer. So that's where I'm headed.
Remember the Little Rebel in Greenville? It was on 291, just right, almost right across the street from Dunkin' Donuts.
That one.
Teenager, we used to go there, and I was in a band, and we would take a break and drive over to Little Rebel, and we'd buy a beer, and we were like 16 years old, but the poor guy that would come out to the car, he couldn't do arithmetic, so he couldn't figure out how old we were, so they'd sell us the beer, and it was really kind of funny.
If you're going up to Maggie Valley today, and then you're going on up to Pigeon Forge for the weekend, I didn't see anybody in the car but you. You going by yourself?
Yeah, interesting trip. Tonight, my sister and I are going to drive to Asheville, and there's a tribute concert put on by a professional band, and they're going to do a bunch of Earth, Wind, and Fire music, Chicago, some music by Chicago, and I think another band, I can't remember the name of it. And my sister's oldest boy is playing the drums. So we're going to go hear them in Asheville. And then Sunday, we're going to go back to Maggie Valley that night. And then Sunday, we're going to leave. My sister and I are going to leave and meet the rest of my family in Pigeon Forge. So, and then she's going to stay a few days with us, and then she'll drive back home to Maggie Valley.
Your wife and everybody's going to meet you up there and all. So, okay. I wondered about that because you said your family was going to go up there and you were going to spend a week up there. But then I didn't see but anybody but you in the car, so I wondered if you had the family tucked in the trunk or something.
I had my wife strapped to the trunk. I guess she fell off.
You think I believe that? I got a little piece of property I want to talk to you about.
Oh, me. Yeah, she has a pretty difficult time with my driving, so most of the time, if we're going on a trip, she has to drive.
From what I've heard about the way you drive, so, you know, that's probably the smartest thing she could do, and that makes her feel safe and keeps you from causing other problems, you know?
KB4CBA Mobile. Well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life, so, you know, they want to keep the wife happy, so, yeah, she really, she just needs to take a chill pill, literally, but, because my driving's excellent, and, I can't even tell you the last time I've had a wreck or got a ticket or anything, so. But anyway, she's just uncomfortable with it, so I don't want to put her through any agony.
Well, you're learning to be a smart fella, and if you live long enough, you'll get a little bit smarter. I don't know how much, but you will. And as long as you stay married, you'll get smarter. So anyway. Well, let's see. I'm coming along here, and I've gotten in the coming along this section, and and past the place where there's a church, and they're building a new subdivision back in behind the church, and going by something called Brownstone Meadows up here, and and the Taylor's Bus Center for the school district of Greenville County. So that's where I am right now.
Taylor's Bus Center for Greenville County. I'm trying to think where that is. I don't know if I've seen that before. I know there's a place out there what's the road off of Wade Hampton that's, I see some school buses, but I'm not sure if that's all that they do there. I'll have to find out where that is.
Well, if you know where the Little Rebel is over here on this road, because that's where I'm turning into right now, and the thing is about a half block up from there. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. I've arrived. I'm going to go get me some lunch. Catch you later. KB4CBA, W2T73 for now.
Why, I just crossed the state line, so I've lost the repeater.
W2T4, Austin.
VNG, yeah, it's out of range.